live, your show, you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So we're going to start things out here with a Sam update. Oh, all right. Well, Sam is our friend. He's in jail, and it's not fun at all what's happening here. He's now been in there for 5 weeks. Today is the fifth full week. Originally arrested back on April 13th for bringing a video camera and using it in the what is supposedly a public court lobby of the Keene District Court here in Keene, New Hampshire. He was arrested, then he was kept because he wouldn't give them his name. He decided to use his right, so-called right to remain silent and not give up his name to his captors. The state of people calling themselves the state of New Hampshire. And as a result of that, the judge in the case has said that he is ordered to be held indefinitely until he gives his name up. Now, as a most interesting aside, the state people have already discovered what his name is. They've got his fingerprints. They've got his ID. They've managed to...
It's more than interesting. It's extraordinarily relevant. You know?
Yeah.
They already have this information, but they want to break him down and want him to give it to them.
Because
they want him to say uncle. They want him to supplicate in order to get out of jail.
To bow down, yes. It's about obedience.
In jail for not doing anything illegal.
That's correct.
Therefore, it is legal, and putting him in jail is illegal.
The entire affair is absolutely, even by their own system, by their own rules, I mean, clearly illegal. First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. He was engaging in his freedom of the press in a public place and was arrested for it and is being held because he engaged in his supposed freedom to remain silent. And he is on the line with us from the Cheshire County Department of Corrections jail in Westmoreland, New Hampshire. Sam, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of news here, and some you just broke to me moments before the show. I have to say I'm pretty shocked, so why don't you just reveal what's been going on? Because it seemed like it was a good week. I mean, yesterday we saw you, and visiting days two days a week. Once is on Sunday mornings. About nine people came out to see you yesterday morning. And you had told me that you were in the process of meditating that morning because you were, having been on a hunger strike for five full weeks, you had at that point been feeling some pain in your chest. And it was during that time that you were meditating that the prison guard came in and laid the morning's newspaper upon the tray of food that they had put in front of you today. And that's when you saw that you had finally gotten some mainstream media coverage in the form of the Keene Sentinel, which had mentioned your case in the past, but they had never done a real full article on it. In this case, they had done so, and you decided that that was kind of like a good indicator, combined with the chest pain you were feeling, that it was a time to actually start putting some food into your body. And I think that was I feel relieved. I think it was a good move. And of course, the news coverage happened to be great.
The other thing about the article I want to point out real quick, Sam, is that it had a misprint in it on your actual weight.
Big misprint. Yeah, it was 160. You had said 160. He translated that as 116. Your actual weight, I think, is down to 159. But the article otherwise was spot on. It was great. I thought it portrayed you in a fine, fine light. Certainly much better than one of the ones that alluded to Free Staters to being cannibals. But the guy that writes the articles has been, I think, overall very, very good to the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire. So on the tail of that good news from yesterday with the media coverage, you'd think that with a news media article, like a front-page article, that the people calling themselves the government would kick their butts into gear a little bit and attempt to at least pretend like they're decent people. But what are they doing, Sam? What's the latest?
Well, so a couple weeks ago, we filed three demurrers. Now, a demurrer, most states have that motion, and basically says your charges are insufficient, they don't meet the requirements of the statute, meaning the person didn't do what the law says they have to do in order to break it. And we filed those on three of the charges, the resisting arrest, the theft, which was really just a thinly veiled attempt to try and steal my camera, saying that the serial number wasn't on there,
mm-hmm.
even though it was, and also the disorderly conduct charge. Now, the refuse to process, that will go away if the arrest is improper, from, you know, to begin with.
Right.
So we didn't bother attacking that one. Well, when they got hit with these three demurrers, they almost immediately dismissed two of the charges, the disorderly conduct, because a police officer can't allege disorderly conduct in New Hampshire, and all they can do is really tell you to leave. They didn't tell me to leave. They told me to stop recording. The theft charge, well, they found the serial number weeks ago, and they've just been holding onto my camera
Wait, hold on. Before you go into the theft charge, you mentioned that in New Hampshire, disorderly conduct cannot be alleged by a police officer. That means that while a police officer could charge you with disorderly conduct, he himself cannot bring the complaint?
Exactly. It has to be a citizen, and the New Hampshire Supreme Court has said in case law that, you know, the police are there to deal with the most unruly members of society, and they do not meet the standard for the statute.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, I see where you're coming from, but what about other bureaucrats? Do they count? Because, I mean, I know that there was a bureaucrat that complained against the couch that my tenants had in their yard that led to me spending some time in the very same facility that you're in right now.
I think that person would count. And also, you know, if there was another police officer there that was off duty that complained as a private citizen, that would count as well.
Yeah, so they can easily bend the rules around that. Okay, go on to the theft.
Okay, so the theft charge, that was dismissed as well, just because, you know, my camera was sent to a camera shop. They immediately found the serial number, sent it back, and they've just still been holding on to it and haven't dropped the charge, even though that happened over 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the only two that stood is the refuse to process and the resisting arrest. Resisting arrest, it says, you know, I have to do something forcefully to resist. And there's nothing forceful about going limp.
Right, that's gravity. That's not you.
It's another bull crap charge. It's all bull crap from the start.
It is. And, you know, there's tons and tons of case law out there that says from the civil rights movement, people who do sit-ins and go limp and so forth, they're not resisting arrest. So we filed those. They dropped the first two. But they held on to the resisting arrest charge. And the reason, I think, is if they had dismissed all three of them, then the refuse to process would become moot, and they would have to let me go. So in the paper, I found out that they're trying to add a charge, criminal contempt, and I think that's because the resisting arrest charge is insufficient as well, and it's not going to stand up to scrutiny, either through an appeal with one of the higher courts or...
Right, well, how could they drop the disorderly conduct charge, the charge that was the original impetus to your arrest, and still keep the other charge the resisting charge, the others have been dropped, but keeping the resisting charge if the disorderly conduct charge was thrown out? So, I mean, by process of logic, not that these people even use logic, but, I mean, if they hadn't arrested you for disorderly conduct, they certainly would have had no reason to charge you with resisting arrest.
Well, if you take that to the extreme, the reason they can do that is, say I was arrested for disorderly conduct, but it was an invalid charge, but then I took a cop's gun and shot him or something.
Yeah.
The murder wouldn't become invalid, so that's why that one can still exist. But the refuse to be fingerprinted, if that's later, you know, separate, and if the initial arrest is unlawful, that one should disappear on its own. The motion came back on that today a little bit early. And it said basically that all three of those, well, he said the two that were dismissed become moot. And he quote from Burke, this is Judge Burke in the district court, said that they recite identical arguments, which tells me he didn't even bother to read them because they all cover very different issues. There is one thing that's in common, and it's the way that we question the police also being the prosecutor in this case.
We'll come back with more here with Sam in moments. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, though. If you've got a question for Sam, your calls will take priority at the moment. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, And what really hits the spot? All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciix-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what IonicZone has to offer. IonicZone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. You want to come on up here and take a look at New Hampshire? Great opportunity in mere weeks from now. Porcupine Freedom Festival. happening the 25th through the 28th. That's not May, that's June. June 25th through the 28th. You can get more information about what's going to be happening. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. I was talking with Jason Osborne over this weekend, and the plans are still being ironed out for the Fun Tent. So I can't promise you that the Fun Tent is going to happen yet, but I'm looking forward to having Jason announce something with us relatively soon. But in the meantime, there are all kinds of other things happening already scheduled for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you can get up there to porkfest.com, take a look at what some of those are, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. I don't think the full itinerary has been posted yet, but you don't really need the full itinerary to know that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is an awesome experience. And I think that even Sam, who is currently behind prison bars, would say that he wishes he could be out just so he could go to Porkfest. Right, Sam?
I'm hoping I can be out in time to do that, yes.
That would be awesome because it is a lot of fun. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. Check that out. Free State Project is putting on a great event, as they always do. All right, so we're back to your story here, Sam, where you are in jail now coming up. A full five weeks have passed, and we're into our sixth, and this is because you were using a video camera in a public court lobby, then using your right to remain silent by not giving your legal name to your captors, which they know anyway. They're keeping you simply because they want you to bow down and show them that they're in charge and essentially submit yourself before them so they can bestow their services of their court trial upon you. And you're not going along with it, and it's finally cracked into a little bit of the mainstream news. The AP did pick up the story from the Sentinel yesterday in a very truncated version. Unfortunately, so far, only Fox 44 in Vermont has picked up the story. So the AP hasn't really gone much of anywhere, but it's still more than we've seen so far. And the Boston Globe has yet to publish something, though they did send a reporter up here over a week ago. So who knows what will come out of that. All that aside, there have been some legal wranglings going on, and you were kind of recounting the status of that. Go ahead and continue.
Okay, so we were talking about the demurs, which say the charges are insufficient, and the judge is saying that they recite identical arguments. The only thing that was identical was us challenging the appearance of Rivera, the police officer. He was the guy who actually, the arresting officer in this case. And he's also the prosecutor, and that's a clear conflict of interest. Well, they denied those, and one of the comments made is, well, we don't have to address that because they've moved the county attorney in as the prosecutor on this case.
Right, they brought in another bureaucrat.
And it's funny, though, we also filed the same thing in one of the other activist cases, and they did the same thing. They just moved the county attorney in because they don't want to address this question, because if this gets thrown out to where the courts rule that no, a police officer cannot also prosecute cases, it could mean every case that he's prosecuted could be stricken and those people have to be retried.
Yeah, that does sound like a big issue.
Yeah, huge, huge cost to the state, and it scares them. So we're gonna. I think we need to make a template that every one of the activists in New Hampshire can use until this issue is addressed.
Well, I know that there's a website that some of the activists are putting up. I think Jeremy and Ivy, who's your legal counsel, have been working on that, and I don't know how close it is to really officially launching. I know it's out there, but I don't know how much content there is. But it's some sort of New Hampshire-based legal assistance kind of website where templates and things like that will be there, and stories and real experiences and real results, real orders and things like that will all be posted there, from what I understand.
Excellent. Further down in the order, Burke says that the defendant has yet to assert his right to a speedy and public trial, and that Doe may assert his right to a speedy and public trial and move to dismiss and do all these other things. Blatantly untrue, which shows that either the guy's just incompetent or he's not reading the stuff that we're putting before the court, because on April 15th, we requested a speedy trial, we requested a probable cause hearing, we waived the arraignment, and we we entered a plea. So, again, he's just probably not even looking at the paperwork that we're putting in front of the court.
Wow.
He also said that the complaint itself, the reason he denied the resisting arrest demur, he said that on its face, the complaint is sufficient. Now, that's a legal term that's similar to out of hand, meaning the court doesn't even have to look at all of the case law that the four pages of supporting arguments and case law that back up our claim that this complaint is insufficient. He's just looked at the complaint and decided, no, it's okay. So again, you know, it's like the guys in league with the prosecution here.
Wow, what a shock. They all get paid by the same company, don't they? The municipal corporation known as the state of New Hampshire?
Absolutely. So that's the demurrer. And the writ of habeas corpus, which was also another thing that we had going on with the Superior Court, they finally took and released that at 3:50 in the afternoon, 10 minutes before they closed. So they waited until the very last minute. This thing has taken over 9 days for them to get through, and it's supposed to be done in three. But, you know, if they have, they sent a question to the jail to say, is this true? Is he being held indefinitely? The jail responded back 3 days later saying, yes, it's true. And then they took 3 days to respond and released it at the last minute. And they've denied it and said, you know, normal procedures here, this can't be, I forget exactly because I don't have it in front of me, but it says you can't file the writ of habeas corpus because it has to be done in the course of normal procedures.
Meaning, what do you mean?
I have to enter, it has to be done between like an arraignment and a plea, and because they're holding me indefinitely without trial, I can't file the habeas corpus until I get to that point.
So the writ of habeas corpus, the point of that is for somebody to say, hey, you're holding this guy illegally, let's turn him up and put, you know, bring him to trial and push this process forward.
But you can only bring it up in trial or, you know, prior to trial. They, you know, they actually have to be moving the process along, but the purpose of the motion is to move the process along.
Right, so they're saying, haven't started the process yet, so once we really start the process, that's when you can bring this habeas corpus stuff up.
Yeah, and habeas corpus is basically, any citizen can file it if they've seen someone's rights being denied them. So clearly, if I'm being held indefinitely without trial over the court's righteousness, that's my right to a public and speedy trial is being violated. And they're saying, well, no, we don't have to respond to this. Or we don't have to do anything about this.
This is not all, though. There's something even more disturbing that you have to tell us about, right, Sam?
Right.
All right. More with Sam here in moments. 800-259-9231. So the court's just taking their sweet time on making these rulings and waiting until the very last minute and then, of course, denying everything and keeping our friend Sam and our co-host Sam Dodson in a jail cell. For what reason? Obedience. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything. Dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the archives. If you've missed a moment, you can click and download as much as you want. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com, all completely free. Again, freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate a business, create a will or a living trust. You can even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. You know, they've got just about every kind of document over there you'd need, at least the ordinary ones, and they're fast and easy. They just ask you some questions, and they fill it out for you. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. We are bringing you and ourselves up to speed with what's going on with our friend Sam, who has been sitting in a jail cell now for over 5 weeks. You thought that maybe there was a freedom of the press in this country? Perhaps you'd read the First Amendment and actually believed that it was true? Maybe you've heard on all the police television shows where they say you have the right to remain silent over and over and over again. It's been pounded and pounded into your brain, and you may have even come to believe that too. But what if you found out that neither of those claims were true? That they were all just a nice little window dressing, a pair of rose-colored glasses that everyone has been wearing this entire time, and it's only a fraction of the lies that they tell. And these are just two issues that Sam has discovered, two claims of the government that Sam has discovered that absolutely are false. Because it is those two things, those two provisions in their own laws, those are the reasons why Sam is in jail. He was put in jail because he was videotaping in a public place. And then he is being kept in that jail cell because he's used his right to supposed right to remain silent. Now, Sam, you've been filing a lot of demurrers and writs of habeas corpus, and a bunch of us filed some writs of habeas corpus trying to get you out of this prison cell, or at the very least trying to move their atrociously slow, awful process forward. They haven't even scheduled an arraignment for you, and they're just batting everything back, denying everything. The writ of habeas corpus was denied because, well, the process hasn't started yet, and typically the writ of habeas habeas corpus is used during the process. So if they were to have had an arraignment for you and then never scheduled a trial, then apparently a writ of habeas corpus would be appropriate. But the judge in the Superior Court is saying that, well, because nothing has happened except for the fact that they've taken your freedom from you and put you in a jail cell, this writ of habeas corpus is denied.
Essentially, yeah. And then we also found out some additional information about the criminal contempt charge. The first time I heard about it was in the Keene Sentinel article.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they're charging me with is common law criminal contempt.
Now, how is that different from regular criminal contempt? Because I believe that when I was put in jail, that was just criminal contempt was my charge.
Yeah, well, see, criminal contempt is issued by the judge. The problem is, with my case, I never entered the courtroom, and the judge has no jurisdiction over me in the lobby. I'm just a private citizen there exercising my rights. So he couldn't possibly charge me with contempt of court or criminal contempt.
Mm.
So essentially, what they're doing is, again, we talked about earlier how the resisting arrest charge is deficient and is not going to stand up to trial or to appeals to the higher courts. It looks like now they're making up a charge, because it would look really bad for them if they held somebody in jail for weeks or months, you know, on baseless, trumped-up charges, and then that were all dismissed. So criminal, common law criminal contempt, who knows what it is. They're making up charges to save face here is what it appears.
And isn't criminal contempt, at least from my understanding, isn't that like the one charge that doesn't even exist in the law? It's just kind of a privilege of the court to where there is no real defense to this. You can't get a jury trial for criminal contempt. It's just if the judge decides to slap you with criminal contempt, the men with guns come and they put you in a prison cell. At least that's what happened to me.
That's exactly true. Yeah. It's not defined in the statutes, and it even says that.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. How am I supposed to follow a law that there isn't one? This guy's just some kind of nobility that can just toss people in jail whenever he feels like
that's
it.
That's what he is.
But at least he should only be able to toss people in jail that were actually in his courtroom. The idea that he can just randomly, you know, sweep his hand out over the crowds and say, you know, I think I'll put that guy in jail. It's something that's not even in his court. Who wasn't contemptuous inside of his court?
Well, now we're coming back around to one of the original reasons why this whole thing started in the first place, and that is that this particular judge has this apparently deemed the lobby of the court also as part of the court. I mean, apparently he's writing orders that are, by the way, unsigned, as you pointed out, and that apparently got you one of the reasons why you were arrested, Sam. Is that this order that was on the wall has no signature on it. So you pointed out that if it's not signed, it's not really an order.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the men with guns will follow the every single diktat of this man in a robe.
Yeah.
And
not only that, it doesn't bear the seal of the court, and it hasn't been filed with the clerk of the court. So how can you argue a piece of paper that in the court's eyes doesn't even exist?
Well, it's like Lee from Cheshire TV, the local cable access channel, was there for some of the beginnings of all of this, and he was just stunned at this. I mean, not just because he's a freedom of speech guy, but just from a logical perspective, he'd asked the bailiffs, well, where does the court boundary end? I mean, if it doesn't end at the end of the end of the actual room that the court is in, and now it's here into the lobby, what's to say that it doesn't actually stretch down into the lobby of the building, the first floor, not from the second floor, but what about out to the parking garage? How about halfway to my house? How about inside my house? I mean, if this man can just wave his magic wand and write down that the court is now, you know, the lobby, why can't he just make the court all of the, you know, the city of Keene?
Yeah, he can. Now, it gets even worse than that. So at the end of Burke's order, this is one thing that I left off, they asked Ivy, my attorney, to submit a response. They've ordered her to respond back and say that, yes, she's informed me that if I just bow down and give my name, that they will schedule an arraignment and let me out, and that's really what they want to do. And then they asked...
It's all your fault, Sam, if you would just hire them for their services. They just want to provide you with their services.
Yeah, and then the other thing they want to know is, am I competent to stand trial? Now, this is pretty concerning, because what used to happen, I wonder if these guys know that in Russia and Nazi Germany, what they would do is take political dissidents, political prisoners like me, they would find them incompetent to stand trial, declare them as mentally insane and ship them off to insane asylums where they could be locked away forever without giving them a trial.
Mm-hmm.
And that appears what their strategy is here now, is to somehow declare me as incompetent to where I can't defend myself or whatever, and then they can push forward with more processes and just deny my rights.
Well, it's possible that what they're asking is that since you haven't been taking on calories, and I'm glad to hear that you are eating again, and I'm sure that your dad will be glad to hear that.
I've decided that I'm going to continue eating. I've just eaten a few times. I'm still trying to make up my mind.
They could be worried about... It seems like a legitimate worry. They could be worried that you're, not in your full capacity because you're not getting enough caloric intake.
Why don't I worry about my body? Why don't they worry about the oath that they swore to uphold and the rights that I have been granted under their system?
They're not real concerned about that, but they only asked a question at this point.
Yeah, well,
I understand why you're concerned.
Absolutely, it does. And normally, I mean, wouldn't they be positing that you are mentally incompetent? I mean, how can they order Ivy to jump through these hoops? I mean, what impetus or what obligation does she have here? I mean, just by signing on as your counsel, she's now become obligated to obey their every single order as well?
Yes, because they can kick her off any time.
I see.
So, it's all about their authority and control.
So what's next, Sam? What have you guys discussed? What's your plan?
We're going to respond to the district court order, remind them that I have requested a speedy trial and entered a plea and done all of these things, let them know that I am sane and exercising my right to remain silent unless something has changed since Miranda and now, try and get my property back. The list goes on.
Wow, so you're going to stick it through and stay in. More here in moments. Hang on, we'll bring it back. And if you got a question for Sam, dial in. Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing.
Financing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Sam, he is with us live from jail, where he enters his sixth week of being imprisoned behind bars because he brought a video camera into a public court lobby, and then because he refused to give his name. He used his right to remain silent and remained silent, and they are punishing him by holding him indefinitely without a trial, rejecting any kinds of writs of habeas corpus or demurrers or anything like that that had been filed with the court to attempt to get you out. And you know, it just really just points, Sam, to the whole point that some of the apoliticals make, that this system is just so brutish. And they say that, well, you're supposed to use the system to change the system, but we can't even use the system to get our friend out of jail. It's just so outrageous.
Yeah, I would agree. I think what's happening to me really lends strength to the voluntarist perspective or idea. I mean, it's not the country, it's not the leader, it's not the people, it's not the type of government. This is just, it's the monopoly of on force over other people. And when you challenge that monopoly, you know, if America's the freest and greatest country in the world, why is a district court in New Hampshire resorting to the tactics of a despot? I mean, that's what they're doing here.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
I think that before you go any farther with that, maybe America is the freest country in the world, and maybe the governments have to resort to things like this because, you know, that's what governments do, all of them.
Maybe it was the freest country in the world, but like any government, like any system where you give someone monopoly power, over time they've grown more and more tyrannical, more and more oppressive, and they start taking away more and more freedom.
It could be, but once you say, once you question whether it's the freest in the world, then you're ascribed to trying to find the other one that's freer, and then you're in a peeing contest, as it were, with, whomever is going to make the argument that America's more, free than whatever
really
place.
Really, it doesn't matter, because no. The same problems exist when you give, it's the monopoly of force.
It is government.
Yep. Okay. So we're responding to that, you know, letting them know that I am sane and I am exercising my right, and Miranda says I can do that. We're going to motion them to get the camera back. They'll probably try and say, oh, no, we need it for the contempt charge. It's evidence. But we've already admitted, yes, I was filming in the lobby, so there's no need for that. Hopefully they'll give us that back, and we can get that footage posted out on the Internet for everybody to watch.
The footage that you filmed of your own arrest.
Right. And then Ivy's also going to update the Supreme Court and brief them on what's happened from the Superior Court, which with the writ of habeas corpus that they're denying that.
Now, the Supreme Court had bounced you back once. It basically said, oh, you need to take us back to the Superior Court, and you did that. And so now they should have to hear the writ, don't you think?
Exactly. And we'll also tell him, look, he has identified himself, and he's done it with fingerprints, as the law says that I can do. What they're doing is just saying, oh, no, no, you have to do name, you have to do what we say, and they haven't shown any standing in law that says I have to do that for New Hampshire. So,
Well, the standing is the man in the robe said so.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the problem.
So you're sticking it out then there in the jail cell?
That's the plan for now, yeah. Well, here in the gymnasium.
Right. the multi-purpose room, right?
Yeah, the MPR with 25 other people in one bathroom. It's great.
You know what, Sam, while we got you on the line, let me share an update on a situation that is much less important, but near and dear to my heart, because we had this parking ticket situation come up again here, and I'd filled you in on that. And of course, those who read the blog over at freekeen.com are well aware of what has gone on. The Keene police, the same men that put you in handcuffs over having a camera in the courtroom, also ticketed my car for being parked in the road in mid-April. And the law basically says that, well, you can't have cars parked in the middle, not in the middle of the road, but on the side of the road between November and May in this area, because of the snow collection. And so I'd written a letter to the government guys, the police chief, or one of the police captains, basically asking a few questions about, you know, where's the proof of obligation? I'm happy to pay your fine as long as you show me that I have an obligation to actually pay it. Because in the commercial world, when somebody sends you a bill and they say, hey, you hired us for our services, now you owe, it's okay as the person they're billing to say, well, wait, show me the original agreement that says I hired you. I'm sorry. Maybe it slipped my mind. I don't remember ever hiring you folks. Surely you have some evidence of that. And that's all I'm doing with the police department, and so I'd filled you in on that, and I've gotten a response from the police.
Interesting.
Of course, the ticket has now gone up to its maximum amount of $75.
Now, it doesn't seem like they could raise the amount of the ticket if you were in the process of disputing the ticket.
They can do whatever they want. So, Mr. Kenneth Miola, the captain, writes this back. He says, Mr. Bernard, I reviewed the questions you posed in hopes of trying to draft responses that you would find logical and convincing, but the very nature of your questions precludes that. Your view on these matters is obvious, and I'm confident I could not convince you otherwise. And what he's responding to there are my questions of what are factually the state of New Hampshire and the city of Keene, what evidence do you have that I'm in them, by what method or instrument am I bound to your laws or ordinances, and how can I be bound to your statutes without my consent? So this man is basically saying, I don't have any answers to your questions that I'm willing to give to you. Screw you.
Amazing. I mean, you're asking essentially, well, show me the contract, and he's saying, well, that's just beyond your comprehension.
Right, your view on these matters. I have painted your house and sent you a bill without your consent, and I see that your view on the matters of me providing you services without your consent is obvious, so I'm just going to ignore your letter. You owe us. Pay up.
It's magical, Ian. That's the problem. The social contract is this magical thing that happens not when you're born, not when you move there. It just kind of exists, and if there's men with guns telling you have to do it, then that's what creates the contract. It's essentially what it comes down to.
Now, he does go on in the letter. He says, however, I will address the matter of your parking ticket, which, not my ticket, it's theirs. They littered it on my car. the ticket you were issued was for violation of nighttime parking. The ordinance for this violation is actually named snow and street maintenance period within the city code. We utilize the generic term of nighttime parking as it covers the number of different violations that exist within the ordinance. This ordinance exists not only for snow removal, but for other street maintenance as well. The revenue generated does go toward parking maintenance costs within the city, because I'd made the point also that even if they could show proof of obligation that I'd agreed to obey their rules, that this rule is clearly has nothing to do with street safety or street maintenance in the times at which it's not actually snowing. Because if it had to do with street maintenance, what sort of maintenance would they be doing at the end of April that doesn't involve snow that they would not do for the rest of the year?
Yeah, so essentially he's picked out the one question that he could answered that, and blew off everything else.
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, and then he says that relative to your parking violation, I will not discharge it. The instructions on how to deal with the ticket are printed on it. Best regards. So what would you do if you were in my case right now, Sam? What would your next step be in this?
You know, what you're doing is getting into the UCC commercial law, and I just don't know enough about it at this point. I know there is a way to go in and file like a default judgment, have that entered into the record because they have been non-responsive to your request.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually it leads to filing liens and so forth, which they'll still do nothing, but at some point I've heard from other people's cases that have done this against prosecutors, and in one case the assistant DA couldn't get a loan on his house because the lady had filed a lien against his name. So then it comes back, and, you know, then they want to actually resolve the matter, and they have no choice. But, again, that's a really complex area of law that I'm just not there and not up to speed on yet.
Let's go to the phone calls. Mike is on the line in Connecticut. Mike, you're on with Sam. Mike in Connecticut.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Sam. Who ordered the evaluation, or who requested it?
Nobody's ordered an evaluation yet. They're just asked, they're just posing and introducing the question, is he competent to stand trial? So it looks like that's the direction that they're heading, but they haven't done anything like that yet.
Okay, let me just tell you what happened to my girlfriend. She was charged with a crime, and she wanted to go to trial because she's innocent. And because she wouldn't plead guilty, her own lawyer ordered a competency evaluation. And she was ordered to the evaluation, but you're not really ordered to take it by the judge. You're just ordered to go. So she went to the evaluation, and the guy asked her, you know, a question. And she said, I'm not talking to you because you and the police and the court system are all corrupt. So usually they have a hearing, a civil commitment hearing. So what happens is the guy who gave the evaluation goes on the stand and says that she's delusional because she thinks the court system and the police are corrupt.
Yes, she doesn't believe in the fantasy that we in which we believe. I'm going to bring you back, Sam, if you don't mind hanging through.
Sure.
All right, let's bring you guys both back here in moments. More with Mike, Sam. We'll talk about this whole, are you delusional because you don't believe in their system? Because you haven't subscribed to their insane fantasy? 800-259-9231. That is the number, and this is Free Talk Live.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.